Blog Talk Radio.
Bonsoir and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. It is Sunday, the third day of the month of June in the year 2018, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, adult media publisher Sandra London of livinggrind.com, often seen on Twitter at I'm Sandra London, the letter I, the letter M, S-A-N-D-R-A-L-O-N-D-O-N. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. Playtime is also available in widget form on my official website and blog, livinggrind.com. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Project Monarch by Shaolin Dub. For the next song, I will play, and happy weekend, everyone, before I forget. We still got a little bit more weekend left. I will play another new song, just like the one you just heard at the top of the hour. This one's called Bad Rhythm by SPCZ.
Yeah, don't worry, you know how we run things tonight.
like the dripping snow, I have always been pure. Politest Miss Manners, so mild and demure. More femme than fatale on a path that is narrow. More prim than lowbrow, as straight as an arrow. I colored within the lines, kept my ankles crossed. Listened to my elders, content to be bossed. Yes, I've always dotted my I's and crossed my T's. Minded my Q's and also minded my P's. But in the innuendo, it's my asterisk, so I'll shut my Von Trapp now to break it down for you like this. I'm gonna embrace the whole earth, full caboodle and kit. Clad in skin-tight clothing, I'll become the girl that is it. I'll be lovably wicked, from my purse to my growls, scratching all my itches on my wildcat prowl. My specs, loose my mane from its bun. I'll be a credit to my sex, and I'll be second to none. I'll be good to the boner with variety and spice, a mumbler and a moaner, more naughty than nice, hooching my coochie and grinding my bumps, wooging my boogie, I'll shimmy my lumps. In amazing disgrace, I'll fly high my freak flag, buy a merkin in case. My carpet needs a good shag. Hooching my coochie and grinding my bumps, wooging my boogie, I'll shimmy my lumps. I'll trade in my harp for some down and dirty sax. Kick out all the jams, and I'll be ballin' some jacks.
I'm about to blow up. I just thought you should know. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I might have to go. True genius, distant planet, unknown species. My rap straight crack like Reese's Pieces. I got knee deep in a stack of CDs just to rock the masses, cause they looking sleepy. It's what I preach, shout. They live in a hustle, ain't easy, but your prize always super fly. Homie, y'all believe me. Y'all, I'm about to blow this town, man. Y'all about to know my sound. Watch me rise to the top. I ain't never coming down. Baby, I'm about to blow up. I just thought you should know. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I might have to go. Ask for what you thought it was, here's your disaster. But on the other side of the glass is my hustle master. I keep every trick up my sleeve, plus I reach your energy. No way you could come at me, yes I am infinity. Just where I've been you'll see, don't block galaxies. Uptown, palace, dream, space.
Playtime with Sondra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sondra London of LivingGrind.com. Okay, the songs you just heard were Bad Rhythm by Shaolin Dub, Nice to Be Naughty by Kathleen Martin, Danse Macabre by Panda Dub, and Blown Up by Stefan Soleil. Alrighty, I think I'll do a live reading of one of my Sondra London official erotica stories that are available on my website on livinggrind.com. I haven't done a live reading in a while, I think, at the least. I will do one in just a few songs, but just to sort of like ease back into radio rotations and all. I want to hear a couple more songs first, if you don't mind. But anyways, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And so before that story is read, I like downloaded so many songs. I've uploaded quite a few. There's still some left to put in. But one that I really like, it's on the first page of four pages. it's actually a song that is in French. Where did it go? I hope y'all like this. It's called Back in the Days by Fero 418, and they're from Quebec. So here are.
Nostalgique du bon vieux temps à l'époque du secondaire. Toutes les choses qu'on a pu faire, maintenant que j'y pense, c'est trop marrant. On avait moins de soucis, on pouvait profiter de la vie. On sentait incompris, excepté par notre gang d'amis. C'était comme ma deuxième famille, c'est avec eux que j'ai tout appris. Quand j'en parle, j'ai les yeux qui brillent, je l'oublierai jamais promis. C'est sûr que tout était pas parfait, mais les problèmes t'es pas les mêmes. Je regrette pas les choix que j'ai fait, ça a été ça mon vrai baptême. J'étais jamais chez mes parents, toujours sago avec mes chums. Pour eux autres, c'était inquiétant, pendant que je fêtais au maximum. Je me sentais libre comme l'air, je faisais toujours tout ce qui me tentait, si mes moyens me le permettaient, sinon je cherchais une passe à faire. C'est là que j'ai commencé à vendre, mes profits partaient ensemble. Puis fallait pas que je me fasse surprendre ou qu'à l'école je me fasse suspendre. Déjà que j'avais pas mal d'absence, quand j'étais là c'était sous substance. C'était pas brillant quand j'y repense, mais ado égal expérience. Back in the days, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rock, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère. Back in the days, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rough, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère. Les belles soirées à rire, ça pas de prix, je peux te le dire. Presque toujours de quoi faire, les fins de semaine c'était l'enfer. On en a-tu fait des conneries, pis ça c'est à part de ce que j'oublie. Dû à des mélanges, non réfléchis, mais ça déménage, ça rafraîchit. On avait toujours des parties, pis y'en avait pas, on le partait. Dès qu'une piole t'est libérée, on chargeait de s'en accaparer. Sinon on se ramassait en ville, sa rue Saint-Jean, ben c'est pleine. Des petites soirées relax, chill, mais ça valait quand même la peine. Passer la nuit de ta belle étoile avec mes chums pis de la bière. Des femmes pis du weed, c'est sûr que ça va le faire. Mais le lendemain, mal de bloc, mais back vite plus de stock. Va falloir que je backfuck ou que j'aille un coup de luck. Mais j'suis pas un gars chanceux, donc direction le pawn shop. Trop de CD perdus, j'm'en veux, j'ai pas eu le choix d'y mettre un stop. Fallait donc j'me trouve une job, parce que quand j'vendais, j'fumais le profit. Besoin d'argent pour mes sorties, faut que j'voie du monde, j'suis pas un snob. Back in the days, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rough, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère. Back in the days, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rough, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère. À cet âge-là, j'étais tellement bien, mais je m'en rendais pas compte avant. Parce qu'il y en a eu des moments durs, j'anticipais même mon futur. Plusieurs questions sur mon avenir, je me demandais ce que je vais devenir. Je savais que c'était top de réussir, c'était à moi de bouger, d'agir. Petit à petit, moins de liberté, l'entrée de nouvelles obligations. Me v'là avec un premier char, à cause de ça, ma paye à fond. En plus, de salaire minimum. Puis moi je donnais mon maximum. J'accumulais un paquet de dettes avec le temps, je vois que ça se répète. À 19, mon first appart, je pensais que je serais bien, mais c'est le contraire. Nos monnaies, j'arrivais, je m'en passerais bien, mais quoi je peux faire? Pour bien vivre, ça prend du cash, donc il fallait que je me prenne en main. Puis arrêter de remettre ta main, sinon ça reste, c'est comme une tâche. Avec le temps, j'ai compris que ça sera plus jamais pareil. La belle époque, c'est fini, rares sont les choses qui m'émerveillent. C'est pour ça que ma vie d'ado miss, parce que j'avais pas toutes ces chaînes qui m'ont donné toute cette haine qui fait de moi une personne pessimiste. Back in the days, back in the days. À l'époque c'était moins rough, c'était pas du tout les mêmes problèmes. Yo, back in the days, back in the days. Je regrette rien de ce que j'ai fait, j'ai forgé mon caractère.
Mais c'est fait, bring back the ruins and
send me the splits and signals so I can find my way to hell.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your host, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. The songs you just heard were Back in the Days by Ferro 418, and that's an artist from Quebec. Melodica Knowledge by Necritage, No Souls by Arfus, and The Day Before Yesterday instrumental by Sendistry. Okay, I think I'm just going to go ahead with the one that just popped up now, one of my erotic stories that was written and published on LiveAndGrind.com on Tuesday, the 30th of October in the year 2012, and it's The Lady in the Window. The lady in the window, yeah, she only wants for me. She bleeds bright golden tokens from her standing stiff army. The lady in the window, as naked as can be, she's hiding in my box for the whole wide world to see. The lady in the window, she is my one and only fan. She sends me soiled sundry. I give her all I can. The lady in the window, my broadcast fantasy. And once she hits her goal, it will be them and her and me. Tonight, I'll have her all for me. In my dreams, she's always free. The end. And now here's a song for you. Te lo quiero hacer by Sky Rompiendo. Call in numbers 858-815-2333. Te lo quiero hacer.
Yo te quiero hacer bebé. Alguien dijo una vez que yo me fui de mi barrio.
Hey, have you ever tried press your cheek upon his lips, holding the lipstick lingering across your skin. Holy shimbones go so slowly, if only I was a holy one. He is puzzled as if simply undone, born I washed away in the storm. Oh, sure. I'm blind, cause I'm wanting all upon her, and she's thinking she's got all right, while he covers all he can have. Ooh, things I really hadn't even planned. Oh, is he wanting all he can have? Having all I can have, doing things I really hadn't even planned. Yeah, 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 no, over that line, pretending these actions are finally tuned out of my mind. Hint, no one, only person, you should be over late night. No number showing, it's so unkind.
You want to be the only one. You want me to be so sincere in our evasion. The time will come, I'll play so dumb in your persuasion. I should keep it that way, wrapped in a rose-tinted roleplay. Don't need your wife, all that I say. Cause I know that you played dumb. It's nothing that you have done. You said that it was just fine, but no, it's out loud. Know that you played dumb. It's nothing that you have done. You already have your.
You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. You just heard Te Lo Quiero Hacer by Sky Rompiendo, Elite by Sea Dragon, Follow by Strong Suit, and Make It With You by Trevor Flowers and Ihika Chan, and Games by Christiane. So up next, I will play my audio recording of the very beginning of an excerpt from The Game by Jack London. And here we are.
The Game by Jack London, Chapter 1. Many patterns of carpet lay rolled out before them on the floor. Two of Brussels showed the beginning of their quest, and its ending in that direction, while a score of ingrains lured their eyes and prolonged the debate between desire pocketbook. The head of the department did them the honor of waiting upon himself, or did Joe the honor, as she well knew, for she had noted the open-mouthed awe of the elevator boy who brought them up. Nor had she been blind to the marked respect shown Joe by the urchins and groups of young fellows on corners when she walked with him in their own neighborhood down at the west end of the town. But the head of the department was called away to the telephone, and in her mind, the splendid promise of the carpets and the irk of the pocketbook were thrust aside by a greater doubt and anxiety. "But I don't see what you find to like in it, Joe," she said softly, the note of insistence in her words betraying recent and unsatisfactory discussion. For a fleeting moment, a shadow darkened his boyish face, to be replaced by the glow of tenderness. He was only a boy, as she was only a girl, two young things on the threshold of life, house renting and buying carpets together. "What's the good of worrying?" he questioned. "It's the last go, the very last." He smiled at her, but she saw on his lips the unconscious and all but breathed sigh of renunciation. And with the instinctive monopoly of woman for her mate, she feared this thing she did not understand and which gripped his life so strongly. "You know, the go with O'Neill cleared the last payment on Mother's house," he went on. "And that's off my mind. Now, this last with Ponta will give me $100 in a bank, and even 100. That's the purse for you and me to start on. And this egg." She disregarded the money appeal. "But you like it, this game, you call it. Why?" He lacked speech expression. He expressed himself with his hands, at his work, and with his body and the play of his muscles in the squared ring. But to tell with his own lips the charm of the squared ring was beyond him. Yet he essayed, and haltingly at first, to express what he felt and analyzed when playing the game at the supreme summit of existence. "All I know, Genevieve, is that you feel good in the ring when you've got the man where you want him, when he's had a punch at both sleeves, waiting for you, and you've never given him an opening to land him. When you've landed your own little punch, and he's going groggy and holding on, and the referee's dragging him off so you can go in and finish him, and all the house is shouting and tearing itself loose, and you know you're the best man, and that you played him fair and won him out, because you're the best man, I tell you." He ceased, brokenly, alarmed by his own volubility, and by Genevieve's look of alarm. As he talked, she had watched his face while fear dawned in her own. As he described the moment of moments to her, on his inward vision were lined the tottering man, the lights, the shouting house, and he swept out and away from her on this tide of life that was beyond her comprehension, menacing, irresistible, making her love pitiful and weak. But Joe, she knew, receded, faded, became lost. The fresh, boyish face was gone. The tenderness of the eyes, the sweetness of the mouth with its curves and pictured corners. It was a man's face she saw, a face of steel, tense and immobile, a mouth of steel, the lips like the jaws of a trap, eyes of steel, dilated, intent, and the light in them and the glitter, or the light and glitter of steel. The face of a man, and she had known only his boy face. This face she did not know at all. And yet, while it frightened her, she was vaguely stirred with pride in him. His masculinity, the masculinity of the fighting male, made its inevitable appeal to her, a female molded by all her heredity to seek out a strong man for mate and to lean against the wall of his strength. She did not understand this force of his being that rose mightier than her love and laid its compulsion upon him. And yet, in her woman's heart, she was aware of the sweet pang which told her that for her sake, for love's own sake, he had surrendered to her, abandoned all that portion of his life, and that this one last fight would never fight again. "Mrs. Silverstein doesn't like prize fighting," she said. "She's down on it, and she knows something, too." He smiled indulgently, concealing a hurt not altogether new at her persistent inappreciation of this side of his nature and life, in which he took the greatest pride. It was to him power and achievement, earned by his own effort and hard work. And in the moment when he had offered himself and all that he was to Genevieve, it was this and this alone that he was proudly conscious of laying at her feet. It was the merit of work performed, a guerdon of manhood finer and greater than any other man could offer. And it had been to him his justification and right to possess her. And she had not understood it then, as she did not understand it now, and he might well have wondered what else she found in him to make him worthy. "Mrs. Silverstein is a dub and a softy and a knocker," he said good-humoredly. "What's she know about such things, anyway? I tell you, it is good and healthy, too." This last is an afterthought. "Look at me. I tell you, I have to live clean to be in condition like this. I live cleaner than she does, or her old man, or anybody you know. Baths, rub downs, exercise, regular hours, good food, and no making a pig of myself. No drinking, no smoking, nothing that'll hurt me. Why, I live cleaner than you, Genevieve." "Honest, I do," he hastened to add at sight of her shocked face. "I don't mean water and soap, but look there." His hand closed reverently but firmly on her arm. "Soft. You're all soft, all over. Not like mine. Here, feel this." He pressed the ends of her fingers into his hard arm muscles until she winced from the hurt. "Hard all over just like that," he went on. "Now that's what I call clean. Every bit of flesh and blood and muscle is clean right down to the bones. And they're clean, too. No soap and water only on the skin, but clean all the way in. I tell you, it feels clean. It knows it's clean itself. When I wake up in the morning and go to work, every drop of blood and bit of meat is shouting right out that it is clean. Oh, I tell you." He paused with swift awkwardness, again confounded by his unwonted flow of speech. Never in his life had he been stirred to such utterance, and never in his life had there been cause to be so stirred. For it was the game that had been questioned, its verity and worth, the game itself, the biggest thing in the world, or what had been the biggest thing in the world, until that chance afternoon and that chance purchase in Silverstein's candy store, when Genevieve loomed suddenly, colossal in his life, overshadowing all other things. He was beginning to see, though vaguely, the sharp conflict between woman and career, between a man's work in the world and a woman's need of the man. But he was not capable of generalization. He saw only the antagonism between the concrete, flesh and blood Genevieve and the great, abstract, living game. Each resented the other. Each claimed him. He was torn with the strife, and yet drifted helpless on the currents of their contention.
home and start walking.
Wait a minute, will a nigga really get it if I go off? I gotta prove it to him. I think I'm Big Meat, Larry Hoover. I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro.
I'm going through a lot of shit, and it's making me sick and depressed. It sits in the midst of my chest, and the mix of my pit with the rest. People when they're running, let's talk shit, cause the kid's at his best. If they really wanna trip, I'ma stay equipped with the clips and the vest. Let me get you motivated while I proceed to get cake. Soon you will see that they pay, gotta keep up full speed in this race. I know they hate it, you can see by the look on their face. Soon they'll be cooking the plate, like they were cooked by the face. I gotta be getting my money when I get the rip of the mic on the stage. Half of the suckers be hating, cause I got the flow to fade away. Give me the room to get in the door, and I promise that I'm gonna fade away. I'm finna be putting the energy back in the game, just like some Gatorade. Gotta be murdering any opponent, get ready, sick of when I step in the booth. He thinks we playing, cause me and T-Pain be giving it to him, I'm spitting the truth. Yes, I'm the man, I don't give a damn by none of you saying I'm hopeless. Leave me alone when I'm on my own, so I can stay focused.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes. I know you hate it.
Hey.
vers ces longues, longues crises que je t'aboute. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, on est au Québec, c'est des faits frais. Des moins qu'arrange, des mon quota, je exploite la chaufferette. Je passerai dans le sud du moins jusqu'au printemps. L'hiver c'est long, longue crise que je t'aboute. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, on est au Québec, c'est des faits frais. Des moins qu'arrange, des mon quota, je exploite la chaufferette. Je passerai dans le sud du moins jusqu'au printemps. Journée d'hiver, y'a rien à faire, c'est plate. Il fait quasiment moins 30 degrés, il faut que je monte le thermostat. Y arrête pas de neiger dehors, les bancs de neige touchent le ciel. J't'avais d'ouvrir une piste de ski, ça t'intéresse, tu m'appelles. Toute la journée à pelleter, j'suis raqué, j'suis pas en forme. J'ai un petit hostile mal de dos, tout ça pour sortir mon auto. Avant la neige, j'étais un loisir, maintenant c'est devenu un fardeau. C'est son plate, car dehors, c'est froid comme les filles d'Ontario. Il est juste 4 heures, il fait de jeu noir, j'l'avoue, c'est pas très motivant. Ça donne le goût d'hiberner, de m'évacher sur mon divan. J'vais quand même faire de quoi ce soir, mais ça s'annonce pour être relax, personne veut sortir de chez eux, c'est inside comme un tampac. Avant dehors on faisait des efforts, maintenant on fait des efforts. La preuve, j'ai pris un coup de vieux, Snowman est déclaré mort. La guerre des sucres c'est fini, maintenant j'admire le décor. La saison blanche me fatigue, j'ai hâte de revoir les corps. L'hiver c'est long, long, triste que je t'aboute. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, on est au Québec et c'est fait frais. Les moins 40, j'ai mon coteau, je réexploite la chaufferette. Je partirai dans le sud du moins jusqu'au printemps. L'hiver c'est long, longue crise que je t'aboute. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, on est au Québec, c'est fait frais. Des moins 40, j'ai mon coteau, je réexploite la chaufferette. Je partirai dans le sud du moins jusqu'au printemps. J'aime pas le ski, je fais pas de snow. L'hiver, je suis un sportif d'intérieur. Saison que je trouve vraiment trop longue, on vit dans un congélateur. Les chutes de neige remontent tout le temps, ils savent même plus où la placer. Y'a tous les ans un nouveau record, que ça va être quoi dans quelques années? 800 pieds de snow, c'est trop, encore une maudite grosse tempête. J'suis plus capable, j'suis plus capable, c'est la cause de mon air bête. Dépression saisonnière, si j'avais le budget pour partir, j'irais dans le sud bien au chaud, juste la mer peut me refroidir. J'reste bien les pieds dans le sable, ma coulée douce sur le bord de la plage. Mais là, j'ai les deux foot dans le slush, le char qui marre, on se donne la rage. Le nez dehors, le froid me frappe, une bonne droite en plein visage. Ça fait fort, pas de blessure, juste la grippe comme héritage. J'comprends pas ceux qui aiment l'hiver, j'sais pas du tout comment vous faites. Big up à vous, dans les abribus qui attendent au froid. Chaque matin, sont faits fort, ceux-là qui ont deux respect, c'est tout, et compte ton gré. Big up à tous les sans-abri, leurs problèmes sont plus gros que les miens. L'hiver, c'est long, long, triste que j't'aboute. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, on est au Québec, et c'est fait frais. T'es moins 40, j'ai mon coteau, je réexploite la chaufferette. J'partirai dans le sud du moins jusqu'au printemps. L'hiver, c'est long, long, triste que j't'aboute. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, on est au Québec, et c'est fait frais. T'es moins 40, j'ai mon coteau, je réexploite la chaufferette. J'partirai dans le sud du moins jusqu'au printemps. Perdu sa magie, maintenant ça sent l'hypocrisie. On fait des dons aux démunis, le reste de l'année on les oublie. Y'a des petits flots qui ont pas de cadeaux, ont jamais vu la fée des glaces. Y'ont même pas de quoi se remplir le ventre, j't'invente pas ces faits dégueulasses. J'aime pas vraiment le temps des fêtes, les mêmes affaires qui reviennent toujours. Des magasins c'est la folie, dernière minute tout le monde court. C'est une grande fête commerciale, Santa Claus garnit son compte. Y'a même quitté le pôle Nord pour aller s'installer à Dubaï. Le budget est plus le même, l'orange nous mettait moins dans le trou. Mais les temps ont changé, maintenant ça coûte un prix de fou. Au moins j'retrouve toute ma famille pour les rares fois qu'on se réunit. Les bottes dans le bain, les côtes sur le lit, les mêmes clichés depuis que je suis petit. Les petites sandwichs, pas de croûte, mon oncle qui compte des jokes plates. Ma tante saoule qui perd des bouts, avec mon cousin je peux me battre. À chaque année y'a des nouveaux, la blonde à lui, le chum à elle. À chaque année c'est la même affaire, mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, c'est ça Noël. L'hiver c'est long, long, triste que je t'aboute. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, on est au Québec, c'est fait frais. Des moins 40, j'ai mon coteau, je réexploite la chaufferette. Je partirai dans le sud du moins jusqu'au printemps. L'hiver c'est long, long, triste que je t'aboute. Mais qu'est-ce que tu veux, on est au Québec, c'est fait frais. Des moins 40, j'ai mon coteau, je réexploite la chaufferette. Je partirai dans le sud du moins jusqu'au printemps.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your host, Sandra Linden of LivingGrind.com. You just heard Motivated by T-Pain featuring Lebowski, Bodies by Yatsar, Islands by SPCZ, Fait d'hiver by Perrault, 418, and Favorite Secrets by Waylon. So we're coming up towards the end of broadcast. So I just wanted to wish everyone sweet dreams and a lovely winding down of your weekend. Until next time. Bye.
Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.
Come on, be my baby, come on.